As the country continues with the lockdown, black entrepreneurs can look forward to funding in concessionary loans to purchase machinery, equipment, and raw materials. This is through the partnership between the National Empowerment Fund and the Department of Trade, Industry, and Competition. Online, a senior investment associate at the National Empowerment Fund, Nonfundi Fakudi. Nonfundo, welcome.
Thank you very much, Rafiq.
Give us some details. This is a bit of light in the tunnel for entrepreneurs. Give us some more details, because I'm sure a lot of ears have already pricked up when I read the intro.
Yes, a lot of ears have picked up, so we are quite busy. So this is an initiative, as you've said, between the DTI and the National Empowerment Fund, where funds have been set aside, that's about $200 million, to companies that produce or procure poverty-related products. As you have seen, that there's been a shortage of these products in the market. So what we're doing is just to unlock some cash flow so that businesses can acquire necessary equipment, necessary raw products, or actual products to inject into the market.
Now, I do believe that you've got a list of products that black entrepreneurs, in fact, that are needed, and this is where the money is going to be going to. Have you perhaps got that list at hand?
Yes, we do, and clients can get the list from our website, which is nefcorp.co.za. But we've got non-food-related and food-related products. On the non-food, it ranges from hand sanitizers to hospital beds, toilet paper, goggles, anything that's related to the COVID pandemic. Also included there is hospital clothing, face masks, beds and kits and ventilators. On the non-food side, it's essentials such as canned foods, maize meal, sort of your staple foods, your sham beans, also milk and other protein-related products.
Now, Nonfundo, there are certain criteria that I would have to meet. And go through it quickly. I mean, I think one of them is that we have to be a registered company according to the law, but there's sort of other requirements that must be complied with. In other words, I'll just give one and you can give the rest, that if I get this money from government, it may not be used to settle debt or settle monies owed. This is for development and this is to help the country.
Absolutely. So this is not a refinancing opportunity, but it's to fund businesses that are basically providing COVID-related products. But the entities have to be registered South African companies, being your closed corporations or your private companies. You should be a good taxpayer. You should be in good standing with the taxman. Have a valid tax clearance certificate. You should have current orders in the form of POs or contracts with either government or private sectors. The requirements would be for working capital or to fund the purchase of machinery just to speed up that process. We do have a list of the qualifying criteria on our website as well. The minimum requirement is that you should be looking for 500,000 to a maximum of 10 million per applicant. So the funds are limited and we're going to a maximum of 10 million. And also, because this is a government initiative, we're looking at the developmental aspect of it, which means that there should be an element of job creation in the process.
So it certainly is quite an interesting and exciting package, and if it wasn't for the current scenario, we'd all be jumping up and down. But of course, I think the important thing about this is that in spite of what's happening, this is a perfect opportunity for empowerment in the most positive sense.
Absolutely.
Nonfundo Fakudi, thanks for chatting to us. And of course, if you want to get further details, www.nefcorp.co.za, www.nefcorp.co.za if you want to be involved in helping the country. But Nonfundo, welcome and thanks a lot for chatting to us.
Thank you for having me.